I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together, we're Roman Oz. Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out. AllAussieRadio.com.au.
Now syndicated too.
Backwater Country, 87.6 FM.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
At 9 PM. All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, you know the last couple of weeks we've been just going here, there and everywhere and my head started to spin.
Yes.
This week we're staying in Thargomindah.
Right, okay.
Okay. We're at the Shearer's Shindig and we've got a couple of entertainers that we're going to be chatting with and a couple of health workers and also one of the vendors.
Yes.
So who do we start with?
We start with Jasmine and Kim.
Now, they are both healthcare workers from Cunnamulla.
Right, okay.
And they were at the Shindig handing out all sorts of gifts. They didn't want any money. They just wanted to give back to the community.
Right.
Two fabulous ladies.
Yes.
Then we spoke with
Jackie from Let It Flip and Let It Snow.
One of the vendors.
Yes.
Let It Flip. Tell us about that.
They're those tiny little pancakes, and then they put all these chocolate sauces and cream and everything on them, and, yeah, very fattening.
No more. I'm getting hungry.
And then Let It Snow is
snow cones.
Snow cones, yes.
Absolutely. Then straight after that, we chatted with
Mystify.
A magician.
Yes.
Extraordinaire.
Yes.
Isn't he
was good.
Sensational.
Yes, I know. I still couldn't work out how he did things.
Oh, no. Well, that's why he's a magician.
Yep.
It's magic. You're not meant to work it out.
Yep.
And then we finish up the show with
Madison from Flux Entertainment.
Flux Entertainment is fire.
Pyrotechnics.
And pyrotechnics.
Yes.
And weren't they fabulous?
Oh, they were amazing.
Oh, my goodness. If you want to find something really, really different, check those two out. That's Madison and Chris from Flux Entertainment.
No, they were good.
Now, Lynn, apart from these fabulous interviews, we've also got a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think?
On with the show.
G'day, listeners. Phil C here from allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM. And 87.6 Backwater Country. And I'm coming to you today from Thargomindah at the Shearer's Shindig. And I'm chatting with two lovely ladies, Jasmine and Kim. And they are from the Aboriginal Corporation for Health. How are you today, ladies?
Yeah, really good, thanks, mate.
Good, thanks.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to answer me there for a moment, Jasmine. don't be shy. It's radio, it's not television. So, first of all, I'll talk with you first of all, Jasmine. You are an Aboriginal health worker. Tell us what it is to be a health worker working within the Aboriginal community at Cunnamulla.
Yeah, it's good. We just check everyone's blood pressures before they go and see the doctors, do all the 715s and that.
What's a 715?
A health check.
A health check, okay.
Yeah. Do home visits and, yeah, just help the nurse or doctor when they need it.
Okay. So what's the population of Cunnamulla? Do you know any clue off the top of your head?
About 1,100.
About 1,100?
Yeah.
And of the 1,100 people, is it a really large Aboriginal community?
Predominantly
yeah. Aboriginal?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been doing this, Jasmine?
This will be going on to my second year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do to become a health worker? Was it a uni thing?
No, I just studied my Cert 3 at TAFE.
Okay.
Took me about less than a year.
Okay. So why did you choose that line of work? Is it you just want to help your people, the Aboriginal people who live out there? Why did you choose that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
I just done it.
You just did it?
Yeah, I just used to find it interesting to do people's blood pressures and stuff.
Okay.
And then now I'm going on to be a nurse, yeah.
Fabulous. So. Excellent work. Now, speaking of nurse, Kim, you're a nurse.
I am.
How long have you been nursing?
2009.
In Cunnamulla or elsewhere?
No, I'm from Tamworth and I started agency nursing in 22. Cunnamulla was my first placement and I've been back four times.
So you really love the place?
Yes.
What is it about Cunnamulla? I mean, it's a lovely town. We were there only about 2 weeks ago. It's a fabulous place. But what brought you to Cunnamulla and why do you love it so much?
I just love the people and how accepting they are, and they're just great people. No one, you know, you don't get, even though it's a small town, there's really not that small town mentality with it. So, yeah.
So what's your daily routine as a nurse at in Cunnamulla?
First up of the morning I do pathology, so I take bloods and whatever else, and then the rest of the day is just taken up with procedures, injections, healthcare plans, and yeah, that's about it.
Okay. So you've got a stall set up here at the Shearer Shindig at Thargaminda. And you got all these wonderful things you're giving away. What's that about? Why are you giving it away? Why aren't you raising money? Jasmine, you look like you want to answer that one.
We're just a non-profit organisation. We have all this stuff as promotion, I guess, to promote our organisation. And then, yeah, we just come to events and give it away because...
So who funds it all? Because just tell us what you're giving away, Jasmine.
At the moment, we've got notebooks, lanterns... portable chargers, little soft blankets, bucket hats, pencil cases, footballs, bags, candles, lanyards, a bit of everything.
You got a bit of everything,
yeah.
And you're giving it away. I don't understand that. I mean, you could raise money for your organisation. What do you think about that, Kim?
Yeah, we could, but also, too, you give back to your community. You stay close to them. So, you know, this is a way of staying close with your community.
I love this community mentality, you know. Well, I was just chatting with another gentleman over there and he said, it's all about the community. And you just don't get that on the coast. You don't get that in the big cities. Right. It's really something special to have such a community where everybody's looking after each other and looking out for each other.
It certainly is.
I can understand why you'd be involved in something like that, Kim.
Yep.
And you too, Jasmine. I was going to say, though, the cost. I mean, it must cost to get this stuff or do people donate to you so you can donate to the community?
I think we probably get, government funding for some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. I think it's great.
Is.
And what you're doing out here is fantastic, to be giving back and to complete strangers, just to walk past and, you know, unbelievable. Well, I wish you all the success out there. You're obviously not moving on, Kim.
How would you know with me? I keep coming back to Cunnamulla.
And what about you, Jasmine? Were you born in Cunnamulla?
No, I wasn't born in Cunnamulla, but all my family's from there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's where you're going to...
That's home for me,
home for you. Fabulous. Thank you so much, ladies, for taking the time. Is there anything else you'd like to... Anything you want to say something to anybody special, anybody in Cunnamulla or...
No.
They're all special.
They'll be
right.
We'll see them later.
Yeah, we'll see them all later.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Well, I'm going to wind this up now. Before I do, I've got to play a song for you, and it has to be Australian. Now, Jasmine, do you have a favourite singer or band?
No, I think Kim's got it.
Kim's got it.
Yeah, Kim's got it.
Favourite singer or band or?
Slim Dusty. Cunnamulla fella.
Slim Dusty and the Cunnamulla fella?
Yep.
All right, it sounds fabulous. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for your time, Jasmine. Have a lovely day out here at the Shearer Shindig. And you too, Kim.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with more of Roman Oz listeners straight after Slim Dusty's Cunnamulla fella.
Now I'm a scrubber runner and a breaker too. I live on damper and wallaby stew. I've got a big cattle dog with a staghound cross. I never saw the scrubber we couldn't toss, 'cause I'm the fella from Cunnamulla. Yes, I'm the Cunnamulla fella. I'll play it now. Now, once when I was droving on the cattle trails, I met a little girl, her name was Ada Vale. I said, marry me, Ada, and I'll be the feller, and we'll settle down in Augafella. I'll be the feller. Till I reached Durham Bandy, I was the dandy at Durham Bandy. Yes, I was the Durham Bandy dandy. Hey, look out now. Now in my moleskin trousers and my Williams boots, I've bought an outlaw as he leaves the chutes. In my goosenecks spurs, I rake their fiery hide.
and the girls all shouting around the ringside. Oh, he's the fella from Cunnamulla. Yes, he's the Cunnamulla fella. Last time out. Now I've done a little fighting in the western bars, done a little love beneath the moon and stars. I wear bright clothes and shirts full of color, and the girls know me as that certain fella. Yes, he's the fella.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 24/7 Country Channel on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. The show is called Roaming Oz, and I am chatting with Jackie, and her husband Craig might come and say a little hello a little bit later on, and they have Let It Flip and Let It Snow. How are you going today?
Yeah, we're great, thank you.
What do you think of the Thargaminda Shearer Shindig, first of all? Because this is where we're coming from.
It is absolutely fantastic. The town of Thargaminda should be so proud of themselves for putting on such a wonderful event. We just love these outback country towns. They're so friendly. Everyone's here to have a good time, and we certainly have had a great time too.
Fantastic. Now, this is your first time here. Have you been here before with your other business, Let It Snow, or not at all?
No, we haven't at all. We just saw it advertised on Facebook and thought, that's going to be a hoot. Let's go.
Fantastic. So, listeners, they've got two stalls set up out here. One's called Let It Flip. The other's called Let It Snow. Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about Let It Flip.
So Let It Flip is a mini pancakes business. We've just started this business, and we're really enjoying it. We love serving people some really scrumptious pancakes.
Tell us about your menu, because you gave me some scrumptious is is not really how I describe it. I mean, they are beyond scrumptious. Tell me about some of your little delicacies up there.
Yeah, so we've got a variety. We've got eight different plates that you can have, ranging from strawberries and cream. We've got a berry compo and cream, right down to your lemon sugar and just your originals and everything in between.
So what was the one you gave me the other day? That was like, it had chocolate topping and...
Yeah, that's one of the favourites. That's the cookies and cream one.
Oh, my goodness. Cookies and cream. I wasn't really sure what to order, and I said, you just surprised me. More than surprised me. Absolutely delicious. So how long have you been doing the Let It Flip?
Yeah, we've really only just started. So it's been in the making for a little while. We needed to build our own trailer so that it was purpose-built for what we wanted.
Yes.
And we've been developing our recipes. And this is actually our first event that we've done, and we've really enjoyed it.
Oh, look, I think you're going to be sensational at these type of events, because the mini pancakes, they only take a couple of minutes to rustle up. And they're your recipes, and you're the main cook?
Yep, that's me. Yes, we've developed the recipes. My family are well and truly sick of pancakes, I can tell you. They've had them for breakfast, lunch and dinner while we've been working out our recipes, and we're really happy with them now.
So tell us a little bit about your other business, which is Craig runs that one. That's called Let It Snow. Now, what's Let It Snow all about?
Yeah, so Let It Snow is a snow cone business. So we do the Hawaiian shaved ice, so it's a little bit different. It's like eating snow. It's really beautiful. It just melts in your mouth.
Fantastic.
And we love doing that. The kids, the smiles on the kids' faces when they get them just makes your day. So we really enjoy doing the snow cones, and we do eat a lot. We do a lot of sporting events. We're based on the Sunshine Coast. Okay. We do the Fisherman's Road markets every Sunday, and we just love it. We have a smile on our faces. And Nanango, we go to the Nanango markets. They're on the first Saturday of the month,
right.
And the Nanango people just embrace us. It's fantastic.
Have you done the Nanango Country Music Muster?
No, I actually went to that last year.
Okay.
I think the clientele at the Nanango markets probably muster is probably more suitable to the pancakes and the snow cones.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, look, we love doing the snow cones. I just love seeing the smiles on the kids' faces.
So you said you're from
We're from the Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine Coast, and yep. Here you are at Thargaminda. Where are you off to from here?
So we're off to St George Yellowbelly Festival.
Okay.
In a few weeks' time.
Right.
But this is what we really want to do. We love the outback and we love the outback communities. And this is what we actually want to do, is travel around with our businesses and just celebrate with people.
Well, look, there's another chap that I interviewed the other day just on the other side of here, and he's been travelling around with his business now for almost 30 years. And he said he's hardly ever home. So you can certainly make a lifestyle out of it and make a lot of money along the way. Because your prices, tell us about your prices. They're not overly exorbitant. I think it's very reasonable for the quality of the product.
Yeah, yeah. So we try and keep it as low as we can. Obviously, with the prices of our strawberries and the berries at the moment, they're $12 for the plate, but the originals are just $8.
Yes.
Our snow cones are $5. If you want to add some extra lollies and things to them, our special snow cones are $6.50. So we want to keep it affordable for families.
Fantastic. Look, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me today, Jackie. I don't think there's anything else. What did you do before you did this? Did you have a business before this or no?
No, I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher.
I'm a teacher in my real job.
Right.
And Craig also works in a school. So
okay.
We just do this as our side business. But we're hoping to be able to do it full time.
I guess when you get tired of teaching or as you get closer to your retirement age, you've certainly going to set yourself up an itinerary of places to go to. And then you'll have something to fall back on. You'll be living the dream, because not only will you be travelling like everybody wants to, but you'll be travelling and making money.
Yep, and that's our plan. Our kids aren't all that excited. We have to guarantee we can be places they can come and visit,
okay.
And our grandchildren.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's absolutely what we want to do. As we said, the country and the outback is actually our soul space. We love it. And, yeah, that's just what we want to do.
Fantastic. Well, okay, I'm going to have to wind this up now. Jackie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. Before we do, though, I always play a song and it has to be Aussie. Now, do you have a favourite Aussie singer or band?
Well, we do. We have a singer called Jazzy Smith that we've been following around for quite some time. And we just love his music. It's really unique. It's really Australian. Yeah, and I think that's a bit like what we are.
Now, he's from Byron Bay, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. So we first saw Jazzy down at Lennox Heads. He was playing there as a markets, and he's just got bigger and bigger, and now he travels around. And, yeah, when we're driving the roads, we love to listen to Jazzy.
Well, we're going to have to try and catch up with Jazzy and have him on the show as well.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love it.
Well, there you go, folks. We're going to wind this up now. And what sort of song would you like by Jazzy Smith?
I think our favourite song is Little Journey.
Little Journey? Thank you so much for your time, Jackie.
No worries.
Jackie, folks, and she is from Let It Flip and Let It Snow. And we're going to be back with more of Raymond Oz straight after Jazzy Smith's Little Journey.
Shines for everyone. I love the feeling of the warmth flowing through my blood. Well, the sun, it recharges me, makes me feel happy. Then it takes me on a little journey. I love the way a wave ripples through the sea, travels far just to break for you or me. When water is covering over me, takes away my negativity, then it takes me on a little journey. Tree. I love how we can sit under and feel free, with the shade covering over me, connecting to what I believe. Nature's gonna take me on a little journey.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Roman Oz on allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. And I am at Thargaminda for the Shearer Shindig and I'm chatting with Mr. Fi, magician extraordinaire from Brisbane. How are you, Mr. Fi?
I'm really good. Thanks for having me.
Mate, thanks for being part of the program. Now, you're from Brisbane. How'd you find yourself all the way in Thargaminda? That's like about a 10-hour drive, isn't it?
It was 11.5-hour drive. There was... and just someone from the council got in touch with me out here and said that they'd like to have me out and put on some entertainment for everyone out this way. So that's where I'm... That's where I'm at.
Mr. Fi, I thought you were going to say you got here on your... flying carpet and blink of an eye or something. It took you 11.5 hours.
It took me 11.5 hours. I did it the old-fashioned way. It was a good drive, actually. I've never been out this way.
It's a fabulous country.
No, it is. I've just been excited about this for months. Okay. So I haven't been, I've been looking forward to this for months now.
So tell us about Mr. Fi. How long have you been a magician?
Mate, I've been a magician for about 25 years, mainly in Melbourne. Moved to Brisbane about three and a half years ago. With all the things going on down there at the time. So, I'm in Brisbane now and I've been a full-time magician there for over 20 years. It's a lot of fun. It's taken me all sorts of crazy places. This is probably one of the craziest. but I've been down everywhere from, Tasmania to Adelaide and, beyond. So it's even Fiji I've performed in. So,
wow.
It's good to be out here.
So what prompted you to become a magician? Were you just one of those kids in the front row who saw things disappear and appear? And
it was...
I want to get into this.
Funny thing was, I had unlike a lot of guys in this industry who've had a passion for it all their life, that was, I've always loved, yeah, that sort of entertainment, but it was only when I was probably 20 years old, maybe, yeah, maybe even older, and I just saw a magician at a wedding and I just said, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I can work out how you're doing all those things, and I thought, I'll have a go at it. So bought a few DVDs, taught myself how to do a few tricks, and next thing you know, I'm changing careers from being an engineer to being a full-time magician. So it's a bit of a...
Well, that's a trick in
bit
itself,
of a 180, it? Yeah. It's a pretty big turnaround, but no, it's... And, yeah, best thing I ever did, besides moving to Queensland. Okay. But, yeah, no, it's the best thing I ever did. It was great. Great lifestyle.
So you're a solo performer?
Yeah, work on my own. I've done, I did do a few shows and for a while there I was performing with one of my kids, doing illusion shows and a lot more work, a lot more props, a lot bigger, a lot more space needed to store things. It just became too difficult to carry them around to do shows in the city and find places to unload, and it just all got too much. And then the market for that's so small. Yes. And it was just like, it would be great for something like this, but it's, yeah, not what I do now.
So I guess the difference between being a magician and being an illusionist, would you say?
That's
is
right.
Is that what you used to do? Like
that's,
cut people
yeah,
in half?
That's, a, that's right. Sort of I stuff? Used to cut people in half and I'd make myself disappear and appear somewhere else and that sort of thing. So, yeah, that was an illusion type show.
Fair enough.
Which, yeah, like I said, it's a pretty small market. Like I said, it'd be great for something like this, but I would have had to bring three trailers. I would have been one of those road trains. I reckon in the back of the ute.
So looking out at the audience, because you're going to go on very, very shortly, there's not that many kids out here. Is magic for kids or adults or both?
I do a kids' magic show, but it'll be jokes for the adults. So it'll be a family show. It's a lot of fun for everyone. As long as I've got half a dozen kids sitting here, they'll be laughing and rolling around on the ground, and the adults will be enjoying watching their reactions and appreciating the jokes that the kids don't understand. So, yeah, that's kind of where I try and aim the show at, and it works well. It's been working well.
So tell us some of your more difficult tricks to understand, because I saw you doing some demonstrations today. You were walking around to, talking to some of the kids, and you were making coins disappear, and you were doing things with cards. And
yeah, it's look, with kids it's harder because you've got such a difference in the level of understanding with cards and coins and so forth. I try and keep things colourful. I try and make handkerchiefs disappear and change colour and appear up their sleeves and things like that. Whereas, with the adults, it's obviously different. With older kids, it's different. You can sort of get away with doing a lot more technical sort of things. I do everything from manipulating cards and coins to, making balls come out my mouth and... Careful how I say that.
That's the adult part of the show, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's the adult show.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, it's... you got to watch what I say, don't I?
That's all right. This is okay. It's radio.
It's good. Look, there's... I get told that I'm the one that gives a... People ring up and book me. They'll say, we saw a magician at a party the other day and we think it was you. Are you the one that gives the kids a hard time? Gives them a bit of grief over what they're wearing and what their haircut looks like. I said, yeah, absolutely, that's me.
Okay.
And they're like, great, we want to book you in. That was hilarious. So, the feedback you get is positive and it's all lighthearted and that it works well. So I'm looking forward to putting on one show today. I can't wait.
So what about your tricks? How long does it take you to learn? Because I guess we'll call them tricks, magic.
How long does it take
to learn to make a coin disappear or to make the card, manipulate the cards? Because you've got to do that so smoothly. And the kids are watching you. I saw them.
The kids watch
you.
Pretty close. Yeah,
look, very close.
You can buy pre-made tricks, the things that just self-work,
okay.
And that can be as simple as a box that you put a coin in. You slide the box and the coin's gone and it's replaced with a different coin or something like that. So you can buy things that'll just work on their own.
Yeah.
And then there's the ones that take sleight of hand, which take a lot of practice. Those ones are a lot harder. I try and do a bit of both. So I've got some simple things I do with the kids that just self-working. Mm-hmm. But it's and then there's a lot of things that have taken, I've been doing for years and still, I still make mistakes occasionally, as we all do. But it's part of the fun. That's half the fun, that being, of entertaining, is you make a mistake and you make it look like you didn't. Half the time people will say, did you see me stuff that trick up? And they say, no, I didn't see that. I say, good. That's...
So you're learning new material all the time, or have you just now got
I've had a set routine I've been doing for a long time, and I constantly add bits to it and take bits away from it. And, if I looked at my show 12 months apart, it's probably 60% different to what it was. So always adding to it, because people book you over and over again, and they want to see, they love seeing some things, but they also want to see something a little bit different as well. Yeah. So you've got to keep it fresh and keep mixing it up, and it keeps me interested as well if I keep changing it up and learning new things. I don't want to ever get bored with it, and I've been doing it for so long and I still love doing it, so it's not like I'd be bored with it if I just kept doing the same same routine.
Yep.
Week in, week out.
So you're at a Shearer Shindig. Do you do many outdoor events? Or
I do a lot of outdoor events. I've never done anything like this.
Okay.
This is a first for me. So it'll be interesting to see how the jokes go over. It's amazing how you see different social groups, and the jokes work at different levels. And I've never done anything like this. So it'll be interesting to see if they understand half of my jokes, or if it just goes straight over their heads. I don't know.
Do you ever get worried? Do you look at the audience and think, oh my gosh, a bit like a comedian who's worried if he doesn't tell the joke properly, people aren't going to laugh at him and you're going to die on stage? How do you read the crowd?
I used to. I've been doing this long enough to sort of rely on just experience to get you through, and I know that if the things don't work, kids are kids no matter where they are, no matter what nationality, they're kids are kids, and they'll laugh at the same thing. They'll laugh at a magic wand going up my nose, and I can, and the other one, I've got a magic wand that'll fall apart, and they'll laugh at that every time, no matter whether they can even speak English or not.
Yes.
And so I know I'll win them over with that, and then it becomes a matter of the parents seeing the kids' reactions, and they get into it. So I know that what I do works. It'll be fun for this. But if I don't get a few kids up the front here, I'm gonna be struggling. I might need you up here.
You're gonna need more than pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
I sure am. Look, I've been promised by a few of them that they're gonna come and watch. So it'll be. I think we'll be right. I think we'll get them out. So I've made a promise of the rabbit appearing, so that'll bring them along.
So where are you off to from here? You back to Brisbane, or have you got any other events or festivals to be appearing at?
I'm heading straight back to Brisbane on Sunday, straight after tomorrow's show, tomorrow's event. At this stage, I'll just go back to doing my normal weekend sort of work. I get birthday parties and corporate events and things like that that I do during the week and on the weekends. And, you get the occasional event like this comes up. I'll be back out this way, hopefully, in September. The event out in Quilpie. And hopefully word gets around. They might be able to pick up a few more gigs like this. It'd be good fun. I've been having a ball since I've been out here, and now I've heard tonight's going to be a lot of fun too. So that'll be good.
Well, I can't wait to see your routine, mate. I think it's going to be very interesting for young and old.
No, it will be.
If you run out of kids or you don't have enough, just wave at me and I'll be.
Yeah, you'll come on up. I do need
up and help you.
There is an opportunity for the adults to come up at one stage, so we'll wait and see if they who I'm going to pick. I've already got a couple lined up that are probably had a few drinks in their belly already, so we might might be good value up on stage a little bit later.
Have a bit of fun with them.
Yeah, it'll be good.
All right, mate, we're going to wrap this up now. Now, I always play an Aussie song at the end of it. So you got a favourite Australian band or singer you like?
Mate, I love, always love Midnight Oil.
Okay.
So, if you can play something by them, Beds Are Burning, Warwick Erna, something like that, it'd be awesome.
Not a problem.
Love it.
I was thinking Mystify. in excess, but no, you want to
Mystifier. Yeah, look, it's one of those things too. No one ever gets the name that Mystifier, and it's. I thought it was going to be clever calling myself Mystifier, but it goes over a lot of people's heads. Some people get it and think it's clever, and then it's. But it is a song that I do play in the show sometimes. The in excess version of it. So.
Alrighty. Well, look, you've asked us for Midnight Oil, so that's the one we're going to put on. Beds Are Burning.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for taking your time to chat with us today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
There you go, listeners. Mystifier, magician extraordinaire. He's based in Brisbane. If you're interested in kids' parties or functions or events, how can they get in touch with you?
I'm on the website. I've got my website. Just look up Mystifier. That's Mr. F-Y-E. And, yeah, you'll find me all over the internet.
Fantastic. We're going to be back with more of Roman Oz listeners straight after Beds Are Burning by The Oils.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees. The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. The time has come, a fact's a fact, it belongs to them. Let's give it. Give it back.
Hi, g'day, listeners. Phil C here. Welcome back to the show. I am coming to you live from the Thargaminda's Shearer's Shindig, and I have just been entertained by two sensational pyrotechnic artists. Is it fair to call you artists? I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I say. Fire and pyrotechnics artists.
Fire and pyrotechnic artists. Now, they go by the name of Flux Entertainment. And I've got the pleasure of chatting with Madison. They're a duo, Madison and her partner, Chris. And I'm chatting with Madison. How are you going, Madison?
I'm good. How are you?
I am going so well. I'm having such a great time here at the Shearer's Shindig.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I want to find out about this show because it's high impact, high energy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
How long have you been doing it?
Well, together we've been doing it for about 4 years now. Chris and I have been together as a couple for just over 4 years.
Right.
So we've been doing it together for that long, but on our solo journeys, I've probably been doing it for 7 years, and Chris has been doing it for just over 10 years.
Oh, wow. So you were both involved with pyrotechnics before you became a couple?
Well, that's the fire. We were both fire performers and fire artists. The pyrotechnics fireworks stuff, where we dance with fireworks, we've been doing that for the last 3 years now, just under 3 years.
So tell us about your act, because I've just watched you guys perform with some pretty big, what would you call them, batons or something? You spin them around, they got fireworks flying out of them.
Yeah, our props with fireworks on the ends of them. That was a big show, actually. That was our first time that we've ever done a show that long.
Okay.
So we did our fire show, which is just fire dancing. And then it went into our pyro show, or our fireworks show, where we dance with fireworks. So, yeah, we put our fire show and our pyro show together and made this massive, massive show here for Thargaminda for the first time, which was really fun and super exciting to do that. But, yeah, our pyro show is we have fireworks wired in and attached to our props, and we're spinning fireworks around.
It's very amazing. And I heard Chris say, and he wasn't saying it to me, he was saying it to you, oh, geez, I feel absolutely buggered. Is it really physically demanding?
Yeah, especially putting it both together and doing a 20-minute show. Our fireworks stuff is quite heavy with all the fireworks attached to it, so it is heavy. And, yeah, just all that manipulating of props for 20 minutes gets quite exhausting.
So what do you do to keep fit? Because obviously, I mean, you've very fit, both of you. What do you do? Do you do a lot of training?
Yeah, we train in the gym a lot. Before Chris actually, before we actually did this full-time together, that was Chris's expertise with strength and fitness and stuff. So we actually train in the gym quite a lot.
Fair enough.
We enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it shows. You both look very fit. And as you said, it's demanding. So I guess you need that fitness and strength and stamina.
Yeah, most definitely.
So what about danger? Is it dangerous? Can you injure yourself, or if something goes wrong? Because when you dance together, you are quite close to each other.
Yeah.
With fire and sparks and everything. I mean, is it dangerous?
Yeah, it most definitely is dangerous. So we're both licensed pyrotechnicians. The only way that we can do this is to have our pyrotechnics license. So we're licensed pyrotechnicians, and it definitely is dangerous. But yeah, with so much practice from being fire performers beforehand, it's flow art, so it like transitions over into the pyro. But the pyro is obviously so much bigger, you just have to be way more cautious and careful with your surroundings. The most dangerous part about the fireworks stuff would be smoke inhalation. That's why we wear masks. For smokier props, I will change into a respirator mask.
Right.
We wear safety glasses so we don't get any of the firework in our eyes, and keeping our eyes safe is very important. And just being careful of the jet on the end of the fireworks so you don't get any
burns. So how long does it take you to put a routine together, and how do you go about practicing before you actually light the fire or light the fireworks?
Really depends. Not too sure how long it takes us. Some props will take longer. Depends how much we want to put into it, really. Mm-hmm. But we've been working on our routines and, like, adding to them and changing them over the last few years. So they're always evolving. We practice a lot, obviously, without fire and without pyro. We do a lot of dry run-throughs. That's mainly how we practice. We'll very rarely practice with fire,
of course,
or with the pyro. But, yeah, just so much drilling and so much practice.
Now, you are a duo. You're a couple and you work as a team. So do you... You were doing this before you met. So do you do individual shows or you're always a duo?
Yeah, we definitely do individual shows. It's much more rare. We travel all around Australia performing mostly as a duo, but we do individual shows, and we also have worked with up to a team of six. So for the Ekka later on this year, we'll have a team of six, and we had a team of six for the Ekka last year.
Okay. So do you do many of these Outback festivals?
Yeah, we've done... Oh, they all kind of blur together now. We've done quite a few Outback agricultural shows last year. This is definitely the furthest west that we've been.
Right.
Last year we went out to Boolia. We did the Boolia camel races.
Right.
I won't be able to remember them all right now, but we've travelled quite a bit doing some of the Outback ones.
Because you're from the Sunshine Coast, is that correct?
Yeah, we live in Kenilworth.
Okay.
Beautiful little country town out there.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, look, I think you've got an excellent show. And for any of our listeners that want to see something really spectacular, how do they get in touch? Have you got a website or how can they find out about booking you?
We have www.fluxentertainment.com.au, or on Instagram it's @flux_entertainment, or if you search Flux Entertainment on Facebook, I'm sure you'll be able to find us there. Just look for all the sparkles.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic, folks, and I do stress, if you do want to see something really different, because when you think pyrotechnics you think explosions and things shooting right up high in the sky, but what you guys do, I think, is a lot better, because it's more up close and personal, and you're doing your routine with Chris and dancing together. And
we are the only people in the country that do that kind of show, and we do sometimes send off fireworks behind us for stage fireworks that go high in the sky, but yeah, lots of things that we can do with pyro.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Madison, for taking the time to chat with me this afternoon. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and an even bigger pleasure for me to see your routine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we wind this up, I do have to play a song, and it has to be Aussie. Do you or Chris have a favourite band or singer you might like?
Yes, I do love this artist as well, but I know if Chris was here, he would say John Butler, and he would say the song Ocean.
Thank you so much.
Which is very exciting.
Thanks, Madison. We're going to wrap this up now, listeners. But before we go, we're going to play John Butler's Oceans. Stick around for more of Roman Oz, and we'll be back with it straight after this. Thank you so much, Madison.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page or allaussieradio.com.au.
Tune in next week for more Roman Oz.